Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, it's football season. I need something sports related, like UK, maybe a stunt team, but make it awful and tragic.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. I did it again.
You did it. And I really, like, you and I talked about this one beforehand, and I
recommended
it. I regret bringing it up. It's a tragic, horrific case. I think there's more details to come out. It's absolutely heartbreaking, but it is a story that's all over the news and fairly local, so I think we do need to talk about it.
It is fairly local. It happened here in Lexington, Kentucky at the University of Kentucky. That's where a very recent and tragic case is unfolding as we speak. There's a student named Lakin Snelling, and she's been arrested in connection with the death of her infant child. So let's break down this case and just kind of tell you about what we know. And right off the bat, I'll tell you, this is a very new case. It is just days old. So there's going to be more information to come out soon. But she's already went through her first court proceedings. So Jamie, get us started here.
So Snelling's 21 years old, senior at UK, the University of Kentucky. And she's a member of the school's competitive stunt team, which is a variation of their UK's cheerleading program is a phenomenal top tier program, and stunt is part of that. The case came to light on August 27th around 10:30 in the morning when Lexington police officers were dispatched to a residence in the 400 block of Park Avenue after there was a report of an unresponsive infant, which has to be one of the most stomach sinking reports you can get.
Oh yeah. I mean, as a father, I could not imagine getting that call, but right upon their arrival, they located the infant, who was pronounced dead at the scene. And according to the arrest citation, the infant was found wrapped in a towel inside a black trash bag in a closet in the residence. Police were able to confirm that Snelling is the infant's mother. During an interview with investigators, Snelling admitted to giving birth to the infant and then concealing the birth by cleaning up evidence and then hiding the body.
The Special Victims Unit with the Lexington Police Department took over the investigation at that point, and again, they're continuing to do that. The coroner's office was responsible for determining the cause of death, but that information has not been released. On August 31st, Snelling was arrested and charged with abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. Notably, there was not a murder charge in there. She was booked into the Fayette County Detention Center there in Lexington.
On September the 2nd, Snelling made her first court appearance in Fayette County District Court, where she pled not guilty to all charges. During this hearing, the judge set a $100,000 bond, a surety bond, and under the terms of that bond, she was released and placed on house arrest back in her parents' home, which is in Jefferson City, Tennessee, about 200 miles south of Lexington. So she has to comply with the bond conditions while awaiting further proceedings.
Her next hearing is going to come up on September 26th, so we may find out more information there. And that's the current status. For anybody who's saying, why would she plead not guilty? That's just a standard thing. That's not anything that's going to make a big deal moving forward. She has already admitted to playing a role in this. I think the cause of death is going to be very important if they decide to change any charges here. Even if it was, I mean... presumably there was a potential stillbirth, something like that, because there is no charge of taking the life of the infant.
I think it's probably too early to get the official cause of death back in time, but they do have enough charges to make the arrest now and then certainly add on any if they feel the need to.
And, you know, unfortunately, there are so many rumors flying around with this case about who the father is, who knew about it. And I don't know. It's situations like this where if you know something, go to authorities. If you don't, keep your mouth shut, because nothing you say is going to help the community or the families involved.
Yeah, I only wanted to report factual information, and those are the facts as we know them right now. This is an ongoing investigation. This is not something that a lot of information is known about. But we can tell you that if more charges are filed, if any additional arrests are made, we will keep you posted on that over on our Patreon site. But man, we live in a world where there's no shortage of evil, and this just breaks my heart. I mean, I know so many people like you, Jamie, your wife, and you, so many of our friends are adoptive parents who would have loved and cared for a child that just needed a safe place to go. So it just breaks my heart, the potential that this was not a stillborn and this was a very evil and intentional act.
Yeah, and as we find that out, we'll share that here and over on social media as those reports come out. But continue to look it up. Things could be developing even between now and the next hearing date. Again, this will be at the end of September. And I promise next week to have a more calm and less, brutal and heartbreaking case than this one. So our apologies, but it was a story that's getting out there in the news. So I felt like we needed to share it here.
Yeah. I mean, at least earlier in the week, we had some Buford Nassy. Is that his name?
Nassy? Buford Pusser.
Pusser. I don't know why I said Nassy. Anyway, so if you need a palate cleanser, go back and listen to that. Yesterday, we released an episode of Bless Their Hearts where we talked about some funny stuff. So if you need a palate cleanser, go check that out. Bless Their Hearts. It's another podcast Jamie and I do.
For now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.